You're killing him. You're killing the son of one of the prophet, the son, one of the, he's the son of one of the prophet's son companion. They're killing him and they don't care about him. He has no respect. He has no hurmah. And one date, you're careful about it and you care about it. Yani what? This kind of mentality. Upside down. And this is what the bid'ah does. Make the person has no balance to judge things in the right way. And they said no. And also a Christian or some kuffar passed by them. And what they did, they didn't touch them. They let them go. He said, subhanAllah, the kuffar will go and you will kill me. He said, yes, because Allah ordered us to save the kuffar and not to harm them. But you are a different case. Then they killed him. When they did, Ali radiallahu anhu said, khalas, that's it. Now I have the reason to kill them, to fight them. Then Ali radiallahu anhu fought them. And when he fought them different than the way he fought Muawiyah and Talha and Zubair. When he fought Al-Khawarij, and this is 37 Hijri, and the head of the Khawarij in that time, a man, his name, Abdullah Al-Rasibi. Abdullah ibn Wahb Al-Rasibi. Abdullah ibn Wahb Al-Rasibi. When he fought them, he killed every one of them. As the Prophet ﷺ said, if I catch them, I will kill them like Ad and Thamud. No survivor. Therefore, he didn't take any prisoners. Executed, wounded, be killed. And he took their monies, their children, as bounties of war. He dealt with them the same way Abu Bakr dealt with the Murtaddin, with the Kuffar, when Abu Bakr fought the people who turned to Kufr again after Islam. The same way. And this is very clear to show that Ali radiallahu anhu dealt with them as Kuffar, not as a Muslims, not as a Bughat. Not as Abu Ghat. He killed most of them. To the extent some of the scholars said, only 9 of them survived. And they ran away. But maybe 9 is a very few numbers, I think. I couldn't accept, really convinced by these narrations, that survivor, only 9, because you will see, they very quickly rebuilt again their groups, and they made a big problems after that. So 9 different countries, it's very hard to believe that only 9 can do what they did after that. Anyway, we have to learn something here, very important. One, this misunderstanding for what happened between Muawiyah and Ali was the reason for this group to come out. They misunderstand what happened between Ali and Talha, Zubair and Muawiyah. They thought the Sahaba were fighting over the power. Who can be the Khalifa? Who can be the Khalifa? And this is totally a lie, because no single narration said they were fighting over who can be the leader. They all admit Ali is the leader. As they admit before in Uthman time, he can be the leader. But the fight was over. We should kill those killers first. We should kill those killer first. And these don't believe that they have to obey Ali because they didn't give him bay'ah yet. So this justified to the case, even though they are wrong. Two, this misunderstanding of the false interpretation for the Quran. When Allah said there's only Allah is the only judge, they think it means nobody can be judge. But the ayah, Allah is the only judge, because any other judge, he will judge based on Allah's judgment. Doesn't mean cannot have a judge position in communities or between Muslims. This misunderstanding lead them to be like this. And also, not by going to Sunnah al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they don't take the Prophet ﷺ sunnah as reference to understand the Quran. As Ali radiallahu anhu used. Ali used the sunnah to explain for them what it means. But the people of bid'ah, they don't. They only said Quran. We don't look to the sunnah. This is one of the way lead the particular person away from the Islam. So be careful. We cannot say this ayah verse said that, that's it. You have to see what is the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also said. Also look to them. They do not go back to the Sahaba, to the Prophet ﷺ companion, and ask them what this means. They take it, they handle it with their own hands. And not, they didn't go back to the scholars. They act based on their souls. They were, also the third point, they thought that by being so, by praying a lot, fasting a lot, worship Allah a lot, that means you are complete. That you are the best. And you are the best. And this is, make them feel that they can do whatever they do. And make them feel kind of arrogant and feel they are different and all others are kuffar. So as Salaf radiallahu anhu, they used to say, إِذَا رَأَيْتَ الرَّجُلْ مُبَالِغًا فِي التَّنَسُّكْ فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ مَفْتُونَ. If you see somebody worship Allah too much, he worship Allah too much, more than it should be, you have to know that this person is innovator. It doesn't mean he is following Sunnah. And this, by the way, trick a lot of people. MashaAllah, look to that sheikh. Hey, MashaAllah, akhi, very religious. One guy told me once about this guy in California, Qabbani. I told him, he is one of the leader of the deviant sects here. He told me, no, you haven't seen his beard, it's like this. I said, it's by how long beard he has. This is not the way to judge people. It's a wrong way of judging things. Also, youth. People has no experience. When they take the leadership, with no knowledge, they are very dangerous. Just by force. Let's kill, let's hit, let's fight. These signs were never been taken by young people. It's very dangerous. It can lead the Muslims to a dark hole. Allah only knows what's the end of it. And this is what al-Khawarij did in that time. 4. Bid'ah, block. It will block your mind. Make you couldn't realize the good from the bad. And makes you doing the most evil thing and you think you're doing the most good, the best thing in the earth. I'm asking you in the Ali radiallahu anhu time, who is the most righteous person? Ali, no doubt. In Ali times, he's the most righteous person. The Khawarij later on, after Ali killed them, they gathered and they decide to look at the Muslim situation. They said, we found that the fitna came from three guys. Ali, Muawiyah, Amr ibn al-As. In Egypt, in Sham, Damascus, in Kufa. Let's kill them all, get rid of them all. Muslims will be good. And this is another wrong way of dealing with, for the sake of argument, let's say, they were the problem. Killing the head, not going to change the problem. There's a very wrong way of dealing with problems. Killing president, killing head or king or something, is not going to change anything. This is one of the way of the Khawarij thinking. That let kill the king, let kill the president, and that's not going to solve the problems. So anyway, what they happen, those people decide to kill them all. They couldn't kill Muawiyah, they couldn't kill Amr ibn al-As.